Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight, a.k.a. the Podcast Honky from sonofcheese.com. Please welcome my co-host, Reedy the Milk Bottle from fizzleandpop.com, Colin Burton.
Hello, everybody.
And quite important to today's show, you know him, you love him, the Jew Wario, Justin Carmichael.
Hi, everybody.
And why the nicknames today? Well, kids, we have a very special guest joining us via the magics of the telephone, all the way from sunny Southern California, where he reaches all the beaches and rolls all the pools. It's Jonathan Mann, the one and only Game Jew.
Hello.
Welcome to our little show. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I hate to admit it, but you're probably the first guest we've had on the program that outside of knowing that you've got a catchy nickname and that you maintain GameJew.com, the world of games without a shirt for you kids not in the know, I'm just not too familiar with you. But not to worry, because we do have ourselves that ace in the hole, so to speak, one of the GameJew's biggest fans, so much so that he homagingly calls himself the Jew Wario. It's Justin Carmichael, and in an unprecedented move, I'm just going to turn the interview over to him. So, Justin, go.
Thank you very much, Derek. Now, for those of you who don't know who Game Jew is, then let me give you a little bit of education. Game Jew is the online moniker for musician, actor, writer, and avid Nintendo fan Jonathan Mann. He is responsible for the Mario Opera, X-Play the Musical. He was also officially the first person in L.A. to get the new Nintendo Wii when it first came out. He's written 40 songs for the Wii, and most recently he was able to perform a song for not only George Harrison of Nintendo fame, not of the Beatles, but
not,
also...
Not George Harrison?
Not George Harrison.
Does this George Harrison speak in Japanese?
No, George Harrison of Nintendo of America. But Game Jew's, he was also able to perform for Game Jew's idol Shigeru Miyamoto, which is a great accomplishment that he has been striving for quite some time. Now,
can you confirm this, Game Jew?
Yeah, it's true. Guilty as charged. I tracked the man down and I sang him a song. It was a lifelong goal and it was achieved.
Awesome. It was very cool too to see your reaction on the stage, you know, and how much excitement that was for you.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. It was one of the more sort of intense moments of my life, actually.
Now, I first heard about you when the Mario Opera was getting really popular on MySpace. You had the website where someone could sample some of the songs. I think you still even have some on your MySpace, one of your three MySpace accounts that people can listen to them. And I thought immediately of how groovy it was, how you took the actual music from the Nintendo Mario games and popped some words onto them that were really catchy and just a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's the Mario Opera was kind of my first entry into the world of video game nerd, you know, music.
Nerdvana.
Stardom, kind of, yeah, nerdvana, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. I actually even started my role onto being a super fan of yours when I saw your second podcast or video cast on your website. I thought it was so groovy that, you know, you would talk about your own little things in little snippets and stuff and just have a lot of different things out there. And you were just being yourself. That really caught my eye. How do you just... Maybe I should start off by saying... When I saw that you went up to one of the Wii waiting lines and started to sing to people, just kind of out of the blue, that takes a lot of bravery, you know? Where does that come from?
I think, you know, some of it comes from my grandmother. You know, I did a little video about my grandma that people can see on my website. You know, she kind of puts herself out there, and it's just really a matter of, especially when I put on these overalls, you know, I wear the overalls without a shirt. I wear these red Mario overalls, and I don't wear a shirt underneath, and I put on the Mario hat. And when I put on the overalls, it's almost like I'm putting on a superhero's costume in some ways, and, like, I sort of, you know, take this role. And, I mean, the funny part of it is that it's kind of 90% Jonathan, and, like, only 10% of it is anything fabricated or anything, like, but that 10% is really, like, when I put on these overalls, that's, like, what really, it gives me the chutzpah to get out there and just kind of, like, and do it. I don't know. It's very strange. I mean, I've always been able to just go up and sing to people, but even when I put on the overalls, it's kind of, it's my superpower, I guess. It's just it's putting myself out there.
before Justin gets to his next question, I just want you to know that he's got his superpowers on, too. He's wearing his yellow Wario hat.
I've seen the Wario hat. I've seen it on, you know, in his avatar on the forums and things, and I think it's great.
Oh, thank you very much. In your Wii video, Wii for You and Me, great song, by the way. One of my favorites.
Thank you.
You showed pictures of your family, and in one of the pictures, they all had musical instruments. Do you come from a very musical family?
I don't. That picture is completely a fake, actually. we just sort of took that picture, and I was like, here, you know, I had all my instruments in my room. I was like, okay, guys, everybody pick up an instrument, and we'll all pose as though we were in, you know, like an old folk band from the 30s or something. That was my idea behind that. No, actually, the only person that I know of in my family that ever played an instrument was my great-grandfather, my grandfather's father, who I never met, who played the mandolin, who was from Chicago.
Wow.
And other than that, that's all I know of in terms of, like, real sort of musicianship.
Well, that's amazing. Well, then what do your parents think of your online fame and your GameJu persona? Do you get a lot of input from them as what songs are their favorites and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. My parents have always been very supportive of me and my endeavors, my sort of musical endeavors. And up until recently, though, my father has always been sort of has always towed the typical father line, which is, you know, oh, well, you know, the stuff you're doing is really great. I'm really supportive of it. But, you know, you should really think about
when you're getting a real job.
Practical, whatever. Think about teaching. Maybe you should think about this. Maybe you should think about that. It was actually when I did the Wii Launch Line event, when I stayed in the Wii Launch Line for 36 hours and I interviewed people and I got on the news and I got myself out there and everything. And then I cut it into this sort of 55-minute opus of a piece to the Wii Launch Line. Somehow, miraculously, like, that was a turning point for him, where he saw the coverage I got, and he saw this piece that I made, and he was like, listen, I don't know what the hell you're doing, but whatever it is, it's working. And so since then, he's been even more supportive. He's just been said, like, forget teaching, forget whatever, just go and do whatever you're going to do. I don't know what you're doing, but it's keep doing
wow,
it.
Wow, that's really amazing that you get that type of support from somebody who at first...
It is. It's amazing to me. Growing up with them, you know, really driving it into me, gotta make money, gotta get the job, gotta do it. And then all of a sudden he's like, well, you're doing something right. He doesn't necessarily understand it, but I think he's into it, so that's good.
That's really cool. Bit of a tech question getting off the subject. What kind of camcorder do you use for those guys out there who see what you do and they think it's really groovy? What kind of camcorder do you use, and Mac or PC? What programs do you use to put all the magic together?
Well, I use a Mac. I've always used Mac to do all
big
my...
Big thumbs up around here. We're all Mac guys.
Yeah. I used to have just like... I still have it, but I don't use it anymore. Up until recently, I used just a regular, what is it, like a Canon Elora 100, kind of the cheapest thing you can buy at the Circuit City,
yeah.
The cheapest little handy cam that you can get, and that's what I used pretty much for everything that GameJu did up until recently. And then I got in a car accident, and I'm fine. My car was totaled, and I took the money that I got from the insurance and I bought a cheaper car and I put the rest of the money into some nicer equipment. So I got a new Mac. I got like a new PowerBook.
Cool.
And then, what are they calling them now? MacBook Pro. And I got a really, 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 really nice camera, a Canon XH-A1, which is sort of the spiritual successor to the Canon GL, GL1.
Cool. Yeah, we're all Mac guys around here, so yeah. I'm actually hoping to even put out a
cool
video or two of my own, but with a friend of mine, Max Rubenacher, but that's a different story, and
and it's a touchy subject around here.
I can't wait to see
it. now you create so much. I mean, when you did your head shaving song that just premiered actually just yesterday morning, you had a song right away. How fast does it take for you to go from, oh, I'm going to do a catchy little thing, and then to actually putting it on the air. I mean, you've come up with songs so quickly.
Yeah. I mean, that's sort of the foundation of everything that I do is my, from my perspective anyway, is my songwriting, because that's sort of where I feel most comfortable, and that's what I've been writing songs since I was, 12, 13 years old. I mean, I knew at that age that writing songs is what I wanted to do with my life. So I've just been practicing at that for a long, 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 long time. So it takes me, it takes me anywhere from, I actually wrote, for that head shaving piece, I wrote a song about it that I didn't like, and I recorded it and did everything, and I didn't like it, and so then I just, wrote another one. I mean, it takes me an hour, probably, to put the whole thing together.
Oh, my God, really? With all the background music and everything?
Yeah, everything. It takes me probably, 15, 20 minutes to write it, and then another, 40 minutes to record it.
Just stellar. That's, wow. And how many instruments do you actually know how to play? Obviously, the guitar.
The only instrument I really, truly know is the guitar. I play piano and I play banjo pretty well, but I use this program to record all my music. I use Pro Tools, and then I use this program called Reason, which is sort of a software synthesizer that also has a sampler and drum machines and all kinds of things built into it. It's all software. It's a really deep program, and I just have a keyboard. I have a USB MIDI keyboard that I use to play in all the parts. So, playing the bass part, playing the piano part, and the drum part and everything. So pretty much the only things that are real, quote-unquote, on the songs are my vocals and the guitar. Everything else is software, MIDI.
Yeah, actually, I was even this morning while we were getting ready for the pod, I had been playing some of your music, and my wife comes downstairs as I'm getting everything ready, and she says, "Wow, that's some really good music." And I said, "Oh yeah, this is Jonathan Mann. This is a Game Jew." And she, "Wow, this is really groovy music. You seem to have this this knack for making catchy riffs and even imitating some people. One of them being a Bob Dylan-ish song that's actually one of my favorites. I'm 18 and art, I do art. Going to play a little bit of that for a second, and then I'd like to ask you a few questions about it. Here we go. I'm 18 and I do art by Jonathan Mann.
Well, let you know right from the start, I'm 18 and I do art. Get out of my way, people move aside. I've gotta go paint, draw, and write. It's my destiny. Well, if I didn't go and do my art, the whole world would fall apart. Time would stop, the earth would halt, the oceans would lose all their salt. A big earthquake, volcanoes erupt, and mountains would fall and never get up. I'm important.
It sounds so sarcastic, and yet it sounds kind of personal. Could you tell us a little bit of what was going into it when you were writing that?
I did write that song when I was 18. I'm turning 25 on Monday, so not many years ago, I guess now. Seven or eight years ago. I wrote the song. I had just come home from my first year at college, and I went to this college called Bennington College, which is in Vermont, full of very sort of artsy, it's very sort of artsy-fartsy school, and, those are my friends. Everybody I knew is just we were all so self-important with ourselves and just thinking that things we were doing was had so much meaning and so much
significance. Don't tell me why I use the blue. I use the blue because I know it's important.
Right. Exactly. So that's just where it came from. And I actually remember I just sort of got that phrase in my head, I'm 18 and I do art. That pretty much sums it up.
I consider myself the Jewish saint.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, a little bit of the a little question for all the I don't know how many people are actually listening to this cast, but for the Jews out there,
four.
So, a question for you: Reform, Conservative, Orthodox, or Reconstructionist?
Yeah, non-practicing.
That's okay too.
I'm a Jew, non-Jew. To me, I mean, I grew up with pretty much no religion in my life whatsoever. And for me, like, my Judaism is way more sort of like an ethnicity thing, you know, than a religion. And so, you know, people say, why isn't there more Judaism in Game Jew? And, you know, my answer is that I'm the Jew, you know, like...
That's all there is to it. I'm just the Jew. Yeah, I've actually heard Penn Jillette even say that Judaism is kind of a strange one in that you can take out the ethnicity and you'd still have the Jews, you know, and they would still be themselves and still be part of this, and they don't even need to be,
totally
practicing.
Yeah, I subscribe to that, like 100%. You know, I feel like it's more, you know, I mean, yeah, it's like being Italian or being Greek or something. You're Jewish.
It's just a part of you, and it's a part of the game, Jew.
Exactly.
Now a little mocking, not really mocking, but an homage to you for the next question. Reading Game Jew.
Yeah.
What are you reading now?
Right now, I've just started reading some William Gibson, like Neuromancer, this book that I know that people have told me many, many, many times to read, and I haven't read it. Are you familiar with it?
No, I haven't.
It's sort of
cyberpunk.
Yeah. that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, Colin seems
that
to
kind
be.
Of you know, I don't know. It's good. I'm liking it. I have a lot of video game books though that I'm trying to go through. A lot of books about education and video games. Some more like sort of academic books that I'm trying to go through that are sort of a little heavy for me, but I'm still kind of slog through them.
Yeah, always having something on your plate there. What kind of games are you playing right now?
I am. I just got Cooking Mama, and I'm really liking it. And
Before you go any further, that Cooking Mama, she scares me. She's a frightening, just a frightening, almost hyperactive little character. How does she scare you?
Yeah, she definitely scares me.
Don't worry.
She's terrifying.
Mama will make it all better.
Yeah, right. But the thing that I'm really looking forward to is on my birthday, April 9th, Super Paper Mario comes out. That's the kind of game that's like my favorite kind of game. So
for obvious reasons, Mario.
For obvious reasons, and I'm kind of beside myself with anticipation for that one.
That's cool. Well, I'd like to play another song, another bit of a song for the people out there who, you know, so they can sample a little bit more of yours. This is a song that just recently came out on your GameJew website. It's called Snowfort. Let's have a listen. And you can hear the rest of that over at GameJew.com. It's a great song, and that's actually the song that my wife came down when I was loading everything on. She said, wow, that's a really great song. So we actually listened to it another time while I was finishing up because she liked it so much. So,
And I have to say, that's my personal favorite as well.
Cool.
When did you...
I appreciate it. Yeah,
when did you...
That song was actually I used to compete weekly in this... online song competition called Songfight, which is at songfight.org, in which they give you a title, and you're given a week to write a song based on that title, and then you send it to the Fight Master at, you know, fightmaster@songfight.org, and he posts everybody's song, everyone that wrote a song for that week, and it gets put up on the website, and people vote, and each week a winner is announced, and you don't necessarily really win anything except the sort of satisfaction of winning. But that song actually won.
Oh, cool.
So I was happy about that.
Oh, that's groovy. That's groovy. Can we expect anything really, you know, something new? I mean, obviously you always come up with something brand new every several months that is, you know, for me and some of your fans on your website is just really exciting. What can we look forward to?
Well, in the very near future, in the next week or so, I'm having a birthday party today, so there'll probably be something up about we're filming with that, and that'll be there. In the more future, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be returning at some point to the more longer episodic format, where rather than trying to do daily, it's going to be more like a 5 to 7 minute episode weekly. Mm-hmm. So there's that, and otherwise, just as things come up, you know, I try to cover them. I'm playing a show on April 16th here in Los Angeles at El Cid Theater, which is like a little nightclub theater thing. There's a Tetris tournament that's happening called Clash of the Tetris. And I'm going to be playing, I'm going to be doing my little game view shtick there.
That's cool.
And hopefully also competing in the tournament and you know, winning.
Oh,
so.
Well, good luck on that. Good luck. Now, with all the gaming that you do and you being a Wii super fan, and I think I can honestly say that you are actually a big Wii super fan. Has, now that you've had a chance, you know, more than almost 5 months to you know, play it and experience it and love it, and is there anything that actually has kind of disappointed you with the Wii?
You know, I mean, yeah, to a certain extent. Like, I haven't played it as much as I thought I would, mostly because, you know, pretty much the only games to play on it right now are games that you can play with other people, so only when I have, you know, a couple other people to play games with am I finding that I'm really playing them. But you know, basically I know that over the next year and over the next couple months,
especially in the next couple of months,
I'm very confident that there's going to be, just like with the DS, I'm very confident that there'll be games that I'm not even aware of, or that we're not even we can't even imagine what the kind of things that they're going to come out with for it, what they're going to do. So I'm very much still looking forward to what Nintendo has to offer, you know, in the near future.
Now, in one of your recent interview on CoinOp TV, real nice guy, by the way, he even emailed me back and he was very personal. It's a really nice guy. You mentioned that the whole Destructoid party and how it was fun and kind of debaucherous and parts of it just weren't your thing. You know, it always seemed to me that you were really laid back, but not one that, you know, somebody who would call wild or anything. You know, you don't really, you don't smoke the weed or even cigarettes or anything, and it doesn't even seem like you party to excess. Is that a pretty good assessment? You a party man or anything?
Yeah, I actually don't. I've actually never smoked a cigarette. I've never smoked weed, and I've never, up until very, very recently, like last year, I had my first drink of alcohol, and I pretty much don't drink at all.
You are just stellar.
On a very, very, very rare occasion will I drink. Yeah, so like the Destructoid thing, you know, we were out in these Miami nightclubs of loud techno music, and people, and it was just a little like, you know, that's totally not my scene. Those aren't really my people.
Yeah.
But it was fun, you know. I mean, the Destructoid people are great to hang out with, you know. They're really good people.
Oh, that's groovy. Well, we're wrapping up here pretty soon, but as my last question, may I humbly ask you to sing your opening theme for us? It's actually one of my favorite songs.
Oh, great. Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear that?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yes, I can.
Mario, Italian. What you for to do? Put on the hat and the overalls, and you get game two. Not that different from you. I like video games and Mock the Bride too. I'm Game 2.
On Son of Cheese. Hey, thanks so much. Well, I know you're celebrating your 25th birthday today, so we won't keep you any longer. Just wanted to tell you thank you for your time and the courtesy for letting me interview here on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. In the words of Shigeru Miyamoto from one of your episodes, keep writing songs and let them be heard from the top of the highest mountains so that all souls may know that when Judgment Day is here, everyone is invited. Thank you very much, Game 2.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Hey, and I, being that it is my podcast, and I turned it over to Justin just in a benevolent manner, I'd like to thank you for joining us. And I do have one or two more questions if you have the time.
Sure, yeah, go for it.
First off, how cool was it to meet Miyamoto?
It was beyond cool. I was verklempt. I was completely... It was really intense.
Yeah.
I was completely and utterly starstruck.
Yeah. On the flip side of that coin, how creepy is it to have super fans like Justin?
Oh, hey now. At least I'm not a stalker.
Only as creepy it is, I think, for Miyamoto to have super fans like me.
That is a great assessment. Again, thank you very much for joining us, Game Jew. This is Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com. You've been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. With us, as always, Colin Burton from FizzlingPop.com.
Take care, everybody.
The Jew Wario, Justin Carmichael, who did all the interviewing today.
Thank you very much, Derek.
And one last time, thank you very much, Game Jew, from GameJew.com.
Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it.
And to you kids out there listening, we'll be back again next Wednesday with way more fun and frivolity.